Big Labia Energy, the podcast with Julie, Pasha, and Maggie.
Big Labia Energy, the podcast.
Hi, welcome to our podcast called Big Labia Energy. This is episode 107. I am joined with Julie and Pasha. My name is Maggie. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
It's just mere moments before this podcast takes off virally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can feel it. We're on the verge. Yeah. Do you feel the
I feel the energy of the labias uniting as one and sharing us with the world.
It's the labia butterfly effect.
Is it? That we need that.
I think so.
The labia butterfly effect. I like it.
We got to find a scientist or two to help us.
Do we know any scientists?
I have a few pimples.
That are scientists? How do you know that's real?
I have my sources. Don't worry.
What does that even mean?
Just don't worry. Some of them I know better than I know others. I know stuff about them.
Okay. Do you do like private detective work on people?
No.
I'm wondering how you can verify that they're a real and actual scientist.
Oh, well, I mean, they tell me what they do and we talk about their job.
Okay. So they work in a lab and do experiments?
Yeah, but it's more like engineering science type stuff.
All right. So like they have to go like 4-2 carry the 1, 6, or 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I like science.
Do you?
What did we need a scientist for? I forgot.
I don't remember.
Seriously, that was like 30 seconds ago. How did we forget what we need a scientist for?
Tell us how frozen ice cream is made.
No. Just because I got excited. I love ice cream. What can I say?
Who doesn't?
I don't know. Speaking of which.
What?
Are you ready for the bombshell?
Yeah, what's the bombshell?
So I don't know if you're aware, but Pasha and I own a company called Extreme Ice Cream. And we drive around on little ice cream bikes and sell old nostalgic treats like ice cream sandwiches and bomb pops and strawberry shortcakes and drumsticks. And we wear cute little milkman outfits with like a bow tie and we look adorable.
So adorable.
Yeah, we go to different events and stuff like that. But I am selling my ice cream business.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. That was your dream.
I know. I know, but I think it would have been a better dream if I was in my 20s, physically able to do it every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
But you did it.
I did do it.
I was so happy when you said you were going to do it.
It was super fun. I mean, ice cream is a happy business. Like, I remember we have a video of Pasha riding her bike with, we had bubble machines on the bikes because adorable.
Yeah.
And the bubbles are going off and there's three kids running like behind, trying to catch the bubbles.
And our ice cream music was playing. It's so cute.
It's just sweet. You know, everybody's happy with ice cream.
Yeah.
And I like that part. So if anyone wants to buy an ice cream business in Minnesota or elsewhere, we have existing clients and we have two ice cream bicycles. We have a push cart. We have a truck. We have a trailer. We have freezers. We have inventory. We have all kinds of little accoutrements, branding.
We'll throw in the red bow ties.
We'll
they're
throw
adorable.
In all the bow ties.
That is huge news.
20K.
Wow.
So if you know anyone, send them my way.
Yeah.
Do you know someone on your watch?
No, but I did get the link to the things that we were looking for before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
I don't know. Can we?
I mean, this is the Big Labia Energy podcast.
Yes. Our friend...
Friend of podcast, Rachel.
Yes. Oh, I know what it was. Okay, so it wasn't a squish toy. It was a lot.
Okay.
It was more like a rock geode type toy.
What? Oh.
Yeah,
so you can't squish it, but you could rub it.
Labradorite source of life carving blue and gold and flash.
It does sort
Reiki
of look labia-y.
Energy healing stone.
So it's a stone and not a squish toy. See, our last episode we were talking about, we have this boob squish toy, and it's like a stress-relieving squishy squisher. But we thought it would be fun to get labia squish toys and brand it with Big Labia Energy on there, and then that would be our merch. But we can't find any labia squish toys. And when you Google...
Don't Google labia it. Squish
it's
toys.
Just let us ruin our search history. Right? Yeah. For you.
Or can you go anonymously?
You can go private browsing and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Well, what's the fun of that?
There,
No. Yeah.
Listen, at your funeral, we're going to read your browsing history.
Yeah. Yeah, I already,
as part of your carnival.
Originally, when we talked about this before, and I was like, oh, no, I'm dying with that phone. But then last time, so before I had my knee surgery, I did start planning my funeral a little bit.
Wow.
And I think it would be fun if at my funeral we're like, please stand for a reading from the book of Julie. Everyone just stands up and we just pass my phone around and you just read my search history and all the stuff in my pen.
Or instead of like, you know how people do like boards with pictures and memories and stuff? Let's do boards with your search history.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Wouldn't it? Yeah. And then people can just, you know, walk by and read them at their leisure.
My video is just my search is like me clicking and scrolling of all the horrible stuff I find.
Why do I love that so much?
Because one of my pen pals, he just had surgery too, and I got him into love after lockup. So then I was like, oh, did you get to the part where Melissa is wearing the cheerleading outfit for Louis? And he's like, oh no. God. And so then I was on Reddit trying to find a picture of a cheerleading outfit for Louis as his wing woman, but I couldn't find any good pictures for him. But
could you please give me the synopsis of love after lockup? Is that prison people getting out and finding love?
Yes. Okay. So there's love during lockup, where they're dating people while they're in prison, and there's love after lockup.
Via the internet and such, or
I don't know how they find this. The thing that's amazing to me is, so like, these, usually it's women that find a man in prison, although there was one where, like, one lady found this guy, and then he said, oh, yeah, you can come live here and bring your kid, whatever. And he did not have his house put together the way she wanted. And she was like queen drug slinger. And so when she found out that he was not living up to his end of the bargain, she just freaking trashed his house.
Whoa.
She like carved like stuff in his desk. I was
way.
Don't cross her. Yeah.
Yeah, so, no. That's like Griselda.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it made me think of.
She and was a badass bitch.
Yeah. And what I don't get either is that like a lot of these women are like, I get, like, the intent, like, oh, this will be really good. But some of them, like, they don't, like, they get in a relationship with one of these guys in prison who have been in prison for, like, 20 years. Who, like, when
the ladies or the guys?
The guys. They've been in prison, like, since they're 19.
Okay.
Or whatever. They've never, like, been to a bar legally. And the first thing they want to do is get out and, like, go to a bar and have a beer.
Yeah.
Or go to a strip club. And these women are like, oh, no, you're coming, like, you've been in prison 20 years, now come live with me. Like, it's like, how do you not see, like, you're just...
Yeah, that's bad. That's...
Like, imprisoning
you're
them.
You're setting yourself up for failure. Right
yeah,
there.
Like, I don't know if they just think, well, you've already been in prison 20 years, what's another 20 years, like, confined to my couch? But it's like...
They're going to need to sow their wild oats.
Exactly.
And then if they decide to go with you, fine.
Yes.
But... That's bad news. It's going from one jail to another.
Exactly. That's what I think. Like, have some common sense. Like, these people need to, like, get out and, like, be real people again. Like, you can't just, like...
Now, are these people, like, rehabilitated? Like, are they working on their shit and trying to get jobs and, you know what I mean? Or is it just drama and craziness?
Oh, a lot of them, like, reoffend or get back in. Because it's, like, drugs and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay. And I think you have to change your whole... friend circle to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
usually move.
Yeah.
What, how many seasons of love after lockup are there?
I think they're on season 6.
Wow.
Yeah.
What network?
WE TV.
Oh.
Yep.
Isn't that Oprah's?
I think that's the Oprah network or the Oprah.
Is it? That's
so.
OWN. Oprah Winfrey Network. Yeah.
So you just answered your own question.
I'm really smart like that.
Maybe we could get Oprah on here.
Why don't you reach out to her
right before she takes off? Maybe we should ask if before she just hits the big time.
Yeah, I mean, she's no one yet.
No.
Why don't? Well, how about Oprah runs for office?
That'd be good.
I'd vote for her. Would you?
I think she made too many people mad with her fundraiser about the Hawaii wildfires. I don't think.
Oh, I didn't see that. Tell us.
Yeah.
Well, when all those fires happened and
in Maui?
Yeah. And she owns like a really big area of land down there.
Yeah.
And she, you know, has oodles of money coming out of every pore. And instead
as
of,
do I.
Right. Mm-hmm. And instead of giving any of her own money toward it, she just came on telling people to make donations. Oh. Like she started this fundraiser and was asking people to make donations.
Are you sure she didn't give any though?
I she may have given a tiny, tiny bit, but like it'd be like the equivalent of you or I giving $5 probably. But that people were mad because they're like read the room. Everyone is struggling financially right now.
Yeah.
Like, yes, this is awful. And yes, we want to help. But you collect, you as one person can do way more than what you're asking of us of what we would be able to do. And you're not doing it. And she really pissed a lot of people off during that.
Now, if I don't really know all the circumstances, but let's say I was Oprah and I was to do the same thing. This is what I would do. I would say, please give to the victims of the Maui fire, and I will match every dollar for dollar. Wouldn't that be fair?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if they, I mean, clearly you know math. If they collected $30 million, I would
donate. Well, you have a math machine
Let
over
me
there.
See here.
Yeah, you have an editing
Let's see
machine.
If they collected $30 million. $30 million.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I would give 30. And so on. If it was $100 million. Yep, 100 million.
Yep.
That math is really easy, actually. Yeah.
Good job.
You just see the same number you just said a second ago.
Do you know what?
That's how easy it is.
Do you know what's sad to me about that is I genuinely believe that Oprah probably was trying to do good.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But boy, backlash, huh?
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of
backlash. Now is not the time, is what you're saying. Could we let some time blow over and then she could run?
Oh, the general public is not smart. People forget stuff all the time.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think.
I forgot what we were talking about scientists about.
Me too.
Yeah.
We all did because we're part of that general
Now,
population.
If Oprah were a scientist, I would have remembered like that.
Would you have?
No, but I like to pretend I'm smart.
Speaking of which, are you guys watching that chemistry show on Apple? What's it called?
What's that?
There's like a
Tell us everything.
Show about that lady, the chemistry. I can't think of the name of it. There's a book.
What is it about?
Chemistry.
Lessons in Chemistry, I think it's called.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, why would I want to watch a chemistry show? It sounds stupid to me.
You just said you like science.
I do like science, but this is what I imagine the show, since you're not giving me any sort of synopsis. It's a woman doing calculations. That's it.
So she wears.
What a boring
show. Yeah,
but
she's topless.
I'd watch it. I'd probably. Well, how are her tatas?
And then everyone at the end gets fried ice cream. It's in the 1950s. She dreams of becoming a scientist, and she's challenged by society that says women don't belong.
Well, now this is intriguing to me.
Yeah.
Instead of her just sitting doing calculations. But I You've said, what's the show about?
And I didn't, you didn't know. Oh. I just knew the name of it, and I was too busy trying to remember the
Where
name of it.
Where did you hear about it?
I watch it on Apple TV. You see it all the commercial.
What do you watch on Apple?
Shrinking, Platonic.
Oh.
You haven't watched those?
No.
Oh, watch those.
What's Platonic about?
It's got Seth. Is it Seth Rogen and... what's her name? Rose... Not Rose Byrne.
I think
it might be Rose Byrne.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like her.
And they're just friends?
Yeah. They're platonic. She's married. Yeah.
Oh. Yep. Oh, zip, zip. Mm-hmm. Is there some chemistry, though?
Do you like how I brought that around?
Oh, yeah. There's lessons in chemistry.
I love
there's
it.
There's a mashup between the two.
That's all Apple TV does, then.
And you don't chemistry. Watch Shrinking with Harrison Ford?
No, but I heard that's good.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only thing I've ever watched on Apple TV, I feel like, is it Ted Lasso is on Apple?
Mm-hmm.
But I never watched the last season. Did you watch the last season?
Yeah.
Was it good?
I thought it was way better than the last season of Miss Maisel or the ending of Miss Maisel. I guess I'm thinking of the last episode.
I still haven't finished Miss Maisel.
No, we better get back to that.
Well, now that you're selling your side hustle, you'll have plenty of time to watch TV.
Oh, that's all I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm old. Yeah. I want to sit on the couch.
You're not old.
Well, I'm not in my 20s.
No.
Okay. That's clear.
Yeah.
By the bags under my eyes. I can't spell eyes, it turns out.
You just didn't put I and S after.
I spelled it I-N-E-S.
Oh.
Enus. Like penis, but different.
No
P in the penis.
Okay.
That's somebody who has ureter problems. I'm a chemist, so
this
I
is
would
going
know.
Off the rails.
It really is. Can someone rein me back in somehow?
Maybe you'll get a chemistry degree when you give up your business. Maybe you'll go back to school.
Should I?
No. Oh. Do you want to use
Do you remember when Rodney Dangerfield went back to school?
Yes.
That was how that's how I would go back to school.
The triple Lindy? No. Uh-huh. The triple Lutz.
Uh-huh. Lindy. Triple Lindy. Yeah. I would do a lot of triple Lindying. But not really though.
No.
I would go back to school. I did go back to school and got an IT degree, mm-hmm. a degree in IT, and I don't want to work in that field. I've decided.
Well, also you could maybe just do it without. Oh, you were doing networking, though. Like, I did quality assurance and software testing, and you didn't need a degree to do that.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
How do you get a job doing that?
Well, I got it because I had friends that were working at the consulting company, and then they just needed people that were good at business to come over.
Clearly, I'm not good at business.
Well, no, they taught you the QA side of it.
Okay.
They put on a boot camp.
Okay.
Just finding bugs, just testing stuff over and over, basically.
I could do that, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find a bug right now.
There's an ant on the ground. Not
Perfect.
Anymore.
Perfect. You're hired.
Yay, I'm so good at
it. You found your first bug.
I don't know. I would just keep testing until it didn't work.
Yeah.
But could I do that with video games? Because that sounds more fun.
You probably could.
I bet I could.
It was fun in the beginning when I did it because it was still when consultants, you just got paid even if there was no project to work on.
There you go.
Yes. And so we worked over in the international building there in 280. And so we, if we didn't have a client project to go to, we'd just sit in the office and then... we take an early lunch and we go to the state fair. Or
no
the zoo.
Way.
Yes, that's all every day.
I want that job really bad.
Go in and we'd check in with everyone. And then sometimes there'd be a project to do in the office. You know, there'd be a client that you didn't go to the site, you'd do it at your office. But a lot of times it'd just be nope, nothing to do. So then everyone just slowly.
Did the bosses know that or were you supposed to be doing something else?
No. I mean,
On the dole, but you're just goofing off.
Yeah, it's called being on the bench. I don't think they do that anymore, I think.
I want a job where I'm on the bench.
It was amazing. It was the best.
That's a dream job right there.
I know, right?
Yes. Seriously.
It was fun.
It's like your joke. Oh, no.
What was that?
I contacted Siri somehow.
You what?
How do I... Okay, Siri's gone now.
Oh.
How did I say Siri? Some.
I don't think so.
I didn't think so either, but I don't know. Okay, that's the job I want.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, I want to be on the bench. No, your joke. Didn't you have a joke where you were JV landscaping or something?
Yep.
Yeah.
Where I was on, yeah.
You were on the bench with period cramps.
Yeah.
And something else.
With my period and cramps landscaping.
Yeah. Why are you so funny?
Because that's what it was like playing JV basketball.
Oh, sad and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's how you can go through life on the bench.
Yeah.
That could be your legacy.
I don't want a legacy.
I'm giving you a legacy. Your legacy is that you're on the bench.
You're uninvited to my funeral.
No, I'm coming.
No.
You can't stop me. You're dead.
I can too stop you.
How?
Private security. Restraining order.
Do you know what? Have you ever heard of a disguise?
The first person to disguise themselves to go to a funeral.
Well, just worth it.
It's just you and Pasha on top of, each other in a trench coat, like two people wearing a trench coat. She's on top of your shoulders and you're trying to sneak in like a cartoon.
I am not going to miss the carnival funeral.
Oh, my God. Like, I don't want you to die, but I can't wait for your funeral.
Right. She's going to be like the top half and she'll be like, I'm a grown up. No, let me
look
in.
At me.
Yep. That will work.
Definitely not two lesbians in a trench coat.
Nope.
You don't
well,
know.
Overalls. It can be. You guys can be in overalls, maybe, or something.
Oh my God! I'll be on the bottom because I'm the butch one. So you have to be the face of the operation, and I can't say anything.
Yeah,
but I'll have hand signals, and I'll tap you on the bottom for certain.
Oh yeah, you will.
Things I need. Want. Wait, what? This is getting weirder and weirder. Listen, you can't keep me out of your funeral.
I can do whatever the hell I want. It's my funeral.
You're dead.
But it doesn't.
Like, let's say you pay $50,000 to a security guard to keep me out.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay him $60,000 to get into your funeral.
You're still selling your ice cream. I bet you don't even have your ice cream business sold by the time.
That's like, not nice.
You're going to be like, I really need to sell this because I got to get into a funeral. I gotta, whatever you right
gotta
now.
Gotta one up her security guard.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's really funny. I'm not missing it. I'm gonna be there and I'm gonna talk about your legacy. Okay?
No, it's not okay.
We're fighting.
Where are, yeah.
Yeah. There's tension right now.
There's always tension with us. We're too much alike.
I know. We're like sisters.
I know.
It's terrible. Oh, God. Listen, I'm coming to your funeral, and that's that, because I have a few things to say.
What if it's just
you said it's open mic.
A private funeral, and it's just like my pen pals. Like,
just like. Then that's your legacy. Yes. No, your legacy has got taken a 180.
They just have to go around and read
what
everything.
What if Julie died? We planned her carnival funeral, and then we just took her phone and invited every pen pal she's ever contacted.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, the Book of Julie. You're gonna read.
Invite them to the funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And they can read their own correspondence with you.
I don't know that some of them
can read.
No would want to read.
Oh. Well, we'll have actors.
Okay.
Present.
Dressed that would be
in clown
even better
costumes.
Dramatizations. Of
yes.
The, yeah.
Oh, your funeral is gonna be so fun.
I know. I can't wait.
No, you can.
I might step out in front of a car and I'll leave.
No. Do you know that people can have parties before they die?
Really?
Yeah. You could have a carnival party just for the shit of it, like this, and you could be there.
Yeah, but I definitely don't want to be in person and see what people are going to say. Like, you're dumb, dipshit ass.
Do you think I'd say mean shit?
No, you would say nice shit, and that would be worse.
But you won't. Oh, you would be there.
Yeah. you just sold me on trying to have a carnival.
I'm so dumb, you guys. All right. You're not keeping me out of your funeral. That's all. End of discussion. I put down.
All right, what else are we talking about?
Ha-ha! I win.
No, I'm just agreeing to disagree.
Oh,
but
fine. I'm going to talk to your roommate about it. I think he'll side with me.
He knows, and he's not even the MC of my...
What does he think about your anti-legacy?
He's fine with it. I told him I'm getting a hypnotist so that everyone's brainwashed.
Open mic, hypnotist, carnival games, cotton candy.
Food eating contest.
Food eating contest. This is going to be the best funeral ever.
I know.
I am really excited. You should start budgeting now.
I should.
Yeah.
I should start GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really should. It'll be fun. I'll give some of the proceeds of my ice cream sales towards your funeral.
Maybe we can get Oprah to
She could match dollar for dollar.
Yeah. Cause
perfect.
She can step up for the wildfire. She can step up for the funeral.
She can step up for Julie's legacy.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Anti-legacy.
Soon as you pop. I don't mean die, expire. I mean become as popular as Oprah.
Oh.
Which is bound to happen.
Oh, I thought you meant die.
That's what
pop.
I thought you meant too.
I didn't. I'm sorry. That's why I clarified. That's why I clarified. Pop. Not soda. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Good. Whew. That was a hard conversation to have. I feel like there was tension. I feel like there was heat. I feel like there was tension and heat. But I'm glad we talked about it. I feel better.
Yeah. I think
these things should be discussed.
They should. Yeah, definitely.
All right, good. How about you?
What about what kind of funeral do I want?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never thought about it.
Really?
I just know, like, I want to be cremated, not buried.
Got it.
You knew that, though.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I haven't put as much thought into my funeral as Julie obviously has.
I even know this. We give a little bit of ashes to each of your friends, and then we also dump a little of your ashes in favorite spots of yours.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, you said that.
Oh, I said if anybody wants some, they could have some. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
And put some in favorite spots of mine.
Okay.
That'd be great. Thank you.
You're welcome. See how easy that is?
Yeah.
Legacy.
Yeah. Well, you two are in a relationship, so she's obviously going to let you better, you know.
That's probably not fair, then.
Loophole.
It's not a fair fight.
Legacy loophole. Exactly. That's
legacy
what I'm saying.
Legacy loophole.
But.
Whoa.
Before, like, if I get, if I'm, like, killed in some sort of, like, mass shooting or something that's, like, usually really political.
Yeah.
What I want you to do with me before you cremate me.
Okay.
Is to put my body into a catapult and launch me through the fucking Congress and Senate windows and be like, look, and like politicize the fuck
sort
out of
like
my death.
Sort of like how those ladies put pumpkin soup on the Mona Lisa the other day.
Something what? Like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
They were protesting hungry people, but they wasted a lot of food putting it on the Mona Lisa. Somebody was cutting funds or something to some food program, and so as protest, they poured pumpkin soup over the Mona Lisa.
They were not scientists, obviously.
Imagine being just a regular tourist in the Louvre that day.
Yeah, right?
And all of a sudden, like, you're just standing there enjoying, like, you could be like, I was there when they threw
well,
the
apparently,
soup.
Well, apparently, they
this has happened
put
before,
up, like,
too.
Quick sheet barriers so that the people couldn't really see it. They couldn't take pictures of it. And then they ushered the women away and they cleared the public out.
Well, and I think it's like protected too.
It is.
But
it is. They didn't really get punkin'
right.
on it. But you know what? It got people talking and it got, it's like when people are protesting whatever cause and they walk on the highway. Like it's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
And we have to shut the highway down.
Yeah.
But it does get attention. To that issue.
Speaking
it freaking works.
I was reading about a lady who sends her kids. Well, this is Florida, so obviously.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. She sends her kids to, like, a private conservative school.
As you would.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And but she got told she has a big OnlyFans decal.
Oh, I heard about
that. Did you
see
this?
Yeah, I heard about it on the radio.
So she has this OnlyFans decal, and they said you can either come on the property and pick up your kids or...
Without it on there.
Yeah, without it on there, or you can't come on the property.
Right.
And so,
wait, like, so she couldn't go to school to pick up her kids because she had an OnlyFans?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because she has an OnlyFans decal on there, and she's
average. But it's like a decal.
Yeah.
Okay, I missed that.
On her car.
No, yeah, because it's on hers and her husband's car.
But it's a Christian conservative school.
Okay. And you know what you're signing up for when you go. But the thing that was funny is in the article she said, I just hope the school knows that they're going to have to watch after my kids because they have to cross a busy street to get to school. I'm like, so you're not taking off one of the cars? Like, well, like, how do you draw that line in the sand? Because your kids are
funny.
Like 9 years old or whatever.
She's
like,
very firm in what she believes. Free speech.
Obviously, but you have two cars. Like, maybe let's take
listen,
it off
her OnlyFans page is more important than her kids' safety.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, how do you not, like...
Jeez, that's crazy.
Yeah. I was like, you can't take it off one of the two vehicles. And
I
just
bet
be like,
she did that as a publicity stunt.
Oh, I'm sure. Because it was
get
people. Yeah.
People to her OnlyFans.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy.
But I just, when I read that, she
I
was
wish
like,
I had a good idea like that to generate publicity. I mean, not about my OnlyFans page, but like my comedy.
How many do you have on your OnlyFans page now?
I don't have an OnlyFans page.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I looked it up last night.
What?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. I was like, did someone make me an OnlyFans page that I know nothing about? No. That scared me a little bit.
I just wanted to try it on you because you always do it with us. And like,
I do. I do. I like to lie to you and poke you and prod you. Well, I mean, what kind of podcast would it be if we just sat here and agreed with each other and had a nice time?
No, we should have a shitty, horrible time together, and that's what makes a good podcast.
I mean, I don't mean that either, but a little tension is more interesting to listen to. And I'm not. Sometimes I just play the devil's advocate to get a reaction.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I just like to argue.
Like you just did.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
I love watching you two argue.
You just sit back and you're quiet.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Because these two
dummies
are too
much. Let's call her out on stuff now.
You should.
You've just drawn attention to yourself.
Oh, shit.
Way to go.
You're trouble.
Way to go.
What's up, Trubs?
Nothing. Okay. Just sitting here listening to you two fight.
Look at her try to be so cute and coy so that we won't really.
I'm Pasha. I'm the cute one. I'm Maggie. I'm the funny one. And I'm Julie.
Can't there just be two funny ones?
No, I'm just Julie.
No, I mean, I get the joke, but you're funny too. You're the funnier one.
No.
Yeah.
I'm Julie. It's funnier if it's the cute one, the funny one, and Julie.
I get the joke.
Yeah.
I get the joke. But I think you're funny.
See, it's fun watching you two argue. The audience doesn't know that Julie's giving you the middle finger right now.
I know. I wish they could see that. We're going to have to start videoing that.
We are going to.
Yeah, well, then you edit.
Let's just get someone who needs like a degree in it.
Oh, we could get an intern.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What should we name them?
We're going to name the intern?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, don't interns usually come with their own name?
Yes, but we will have a special name for them. Why can't we name them? Just
intern
for the podcast.
Isaac.
Okay, intern Isaac.
But their name could be anything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not just going to go looking for an Isaac.
No, we have to find an Isaac.
We committed to an Isaac.
It could be Steve, but we're going to call him Isaac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it could be a woman. We're going to call her Isaac.
So we're going to call her Isaac. Yeah. Just like my dogs. My dogs are in the room, so it's hard to talk about my future dogs.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm getting two bulldogs, and one will be named Beef, and one will be named Maggie Jr.
I love it.
Maggie Jr.'s the boy, Beef is the girl.
I love it so much.
Don't tell these girls.
No.
These precious old baby dogs.
Yeah.
Mm. They're such good girls.
They are.
They really are. I mean, sometimes.
They are.
They are. They are. They're precious old lady dogs, and I love them dearly.
Stella she was not made for this world.
She really wasn't.
But Happy can take anything and go with the flow and still just be the sweetest, cutest little. Yeah.
You know how I know Happy likes and approves of this podcast?
How?
She's over there licking her own labia right now.
Good girl, Happy.
Good job, Haps.
Such a role model for the podcast.
She really
showing
is.
Your support.
She
I
really
appreciate
is.
That so much.
Mm-hmm. So nice of her.
So, Stella doesn't support it, though, because she's licking her butthole.
Yep.
Stella looks passed out. Stella looks drugged, but she's not. Oh, it's because I brought him to the DOGPARK this morning. They're TIRED.
Are you not allowed to say tired in front of them?
Well, I just thought I'd keep spelling and show off a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I was in the spelling bee in fourth grade.
You were? No, you weren't.
No. I'm still the worst speller, and I love autocorrect.
I'm really good at spelling. I've never lost a spelling bee I was in.
Really?
We should have a
Can
spelling
Can I quiz
bee
you on words?
Sure.
What if we just quizzed her on like one word every episode?
We should.
Okay, I'm going to find one now. You talk about something.
But you know what we should do is when we do it, in the episodes, we should pretend like we don't know and just throw it
at her. Okay, I'm not Scripps level spelling bee where like you can give me a word that I've never heard of and I can ask for
I'm still gonna challenge
language
you.
Of origin and shit and just come up with it. I'm not like that.
Well, you can't
I can make a good guess, but
popping off that you've never lost
popping
a spelling
off,
bee.
Right? You just popped off.
Like on a local level, not national.
Yeah, we'll get local words.
Okay. Difficulty 1B, doodly doot doot, 2Bs. Oh, these aren't even that hard. Here we go.
All right.
Okay, spell Clydesdale.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay.
C-L-Y. Let me picture it in my head. D-E-S-D-A-L-E.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, this is going to be a fun feature.
It's going to be real fun.
In fact, it's going to be like this.
You're listening to Julie's Pin Pal Saga.
Saga. We're going to get one made for...
Okay.
Okay. Can you do another one?
Sure.
Sarcophagus.
S-A-R-C-O-P-H-A-G-U-S.
Wow, she is pretty good.
Wow.
That's a hard word to spell.
Wow.
Do you want another one?
One more.
Okay. I got to find one.
She's so excited.
It's fun. I don't even know how to pronounce that.
Julie, what word is it?
Noctambulist.
I've never even heard of it, but I'll make a guess. Say it again.
Noctambulist.
What's the definition of it?
There isn't one.
Oh.
You're just making it up.
No, it's on here.
N-O-C-T-A-M-B-L-I-S-T?
No, B-U-L-I-S-T. Bullist.
Oh, I didn't hear the bullist. I heard bliss. Noctambulist. That's what I heard.
Rhododendron.
R-H-O-D-O-D-E-N. D-R-O-N.
Wow.
I just have to picture it in
my head. You are really good. You are really good. Ask me one.
Cat.
C-K-A-Y.
So close. You get a gold star for trying.
Yay, I'm a gold star lesbian. That's very different. That's very different. Can you spell, Julie?
Nope. Yeah, oh, J-U-L-I-E. Yeah. Oh, capital J-U-L-I-E. Sorry. I always forget to capitalize it.
Stop it. No, but you can... Are you a good... You're not a good speller?
I don't think so.
Have you ever played Cranium?
Yeah, back in the day.
They have the Gnilips where you have to spell a word backwards.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What does Gnilips mean?
Spelling? Spelled backwards.
Okay. All right.
And you have to spell a word backwards.
Oh, I couldn't even spell cat backwards. T-A-C. But that's it.
How about taco cat? Could you spell taco cat backwards?
Yeah, that's a palindrome.
We should play this
spell
at the
palindrome.
Cabin.
P-A-L-E-N-D-R-O. See?
P-A-L-A-N.
No.
See?
P-A-L-I-N.
I think you have to be a good speller, and I'm not a good reader.
I just want to go home and hide under the table.
I would read so much as a kid that it would make my mom mad.
Yeah, I did as a kid, but as an adult.
Get your nose out of that book. I'm like, what do you want? I'm reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as an adult, no.
I was a voracious reader. I read everything.
Were you voracious?
Voracious. V-O-R-A-C.
No way.
I-O-U-S.
Wow. I don't even know to tell her she's right or not.
No.
That's how dumb I am.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Donkey Tacos. We're not saying they're made out of donkeys, but donkey tacos.
Thank you for Granny Bells, for our sound engineer, for putting those commercials together. We need more commercials.
We do. I can't even with those sound effects, though.
They're so funny.
The donkey.
He just keeps braying.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's that time.
It is.
It is.
It's time to wind down and nap.
I just got up.
Would you like to come to my restaurant called Breakfast in Bed?
I would.
Okay.
Because I have a pen pal that needs to be put to bed sometimes.
You have to tuck them in?
South Africa. We're just on opposite ends of the world, so... When I'm getting up,
you sing him a lullaby.
No, he sometimes sends me voice memos, so because it's easier.
That's cute.
He's got a very nice accent.
Mm-hmm. Where is he from? Australia,
South Africa.
Oh, very different.
Yeah,
I love Australian accents.
Oh, like South African?
No.
We should have a Maggie's accent segment. Yeah, and people should guess.
Do spelling bee for her, and I'll do accents.
Okay,
I like it.
Perfect.
Right. I like it. You can just hold up a sign with the word of the accent, and then I'll try it, and then we'll tell what it is after.
Okay.
People. All right, you guys. Thank you for tuning in so much. You can find Pasha on Kamami, KAMAM_I on TikTok. Julie Bain is the Bainiac on everything, and I am Maggie Ferris, Extreme Maggie on everything. Please join us next week as we drop another bomb.
I can't even. Are you serious?
No. Not this time, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Energy. The podcast.
Spell podcast.
P-O-D-C-A-S-T.
Spell labia.
L-A-B-I-A.
Spell boobs.
Boobs. It's a.
It's better when you just say it.
I got so excited.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.